The U.S. Supreme Court could stop the clock on TikTok's demise in the United States.
Justices will look into the constitutionality of the federal law banning TikTok in the United States if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it.
So just what is the real concern in the U.S. about TikTok?
The data that they give to TikTok's parent company. The other concern is about the algorithm for what TikTok uses for what you see on TikTok.
Today is Wednesday, December 18th, and this is The Issue from VOA.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lori London.
And I'm Scott Walterman.
You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with it.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who used to be in favor of banning TikTok in the United States, now saying he's leaning toward letting it stay online.
Now, the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday agreed to hear arguments by TikTok and its China-based parent company ByteDance to block the law forcing the sale of the app or face a ban by January 19th. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite brings us up to speed.
They're asking for an injunction to halt the ban, which is set to kick in on January 19th. That's based on a law passed by Congress in April, which says a block can only be avoided if China-based ByteDance divests the short video app. The Justice Department has said that the company poses a risk to national security, given its access to vast troves of data on TikTok's 170 million US users. An appeals court has already rejected claims that the ban violates free speech protections. In their Supreme Court filing, the pair argue that Americans should be allowed to choose to view TikTok, free from what they call government censorship. On Monday, they were given a possible glimmer of hope by Donald Trump in his first news conference as president-elect.
You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with that. Now, Joe Rogan did, and some of the other people that were recommended by my son, Barron, he knew names. I said, who is that? Tell me, who's that? Dad, you got to be kidding. I can't believe you don't know. And I did those interviews, and it was actually sort of cute. Do you want to know the truth? But we did them. And that had an impact, but TikTok had an impact, and so we're taking a look at it.
During his first term, Trump had tried to ban TikTok, but the move was blocked in the courts. He has since reversed his position and said during this year's campaign that he would try to save the app. In the Supreme Court filing, ByteDance and TikTok argue that delaying the ban will allow justices to give a ruling and give the Trump administration time to make its own assessment.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite.
It's really hard to say, Lori, whether or not TikTok is going to survive in the United States past January, because people that used to be against TikTok now seem to be for TikTok, and now a law passed by the U.S. Congress is going to be heard by the Supreme Court to decide whether or not that law is constitutional.
Right, exactly, Scott. And now, unlike many of the actions taken by the governments against technology in the past, this particular action by the U.S. Congress is because of national security concerns, not consumer protection, and a difficult balance of free speech versus that national security. So joining us now for insights into all of these concerns is VOA national security correspondent Jeff Seldon.
So thanks so much for being able to talk to us about this.
You're welcome. Anytime.
I've read this story 100 times, and I'm still not really sure what is the actual security risk from TikTok to the United States.
When you hear U.S. intelligence officials talk about it, when you hear law enforcement enforcement officials talk about it, and even when you hear U.S. lawmakers talk about it, there are really two main concerns about TikTok. One is that the access that by anybody signing up to TikTok the data that they give to TikTok's parent company just to use the app, because of Chinese laws, the Chinese government has access to all of that. So there are concerns about giving a Chinese company that can, by Chinese law, has to share information or even give itself and its operations over to the Chinese government, giving them access to your devices. So that's one of the concerns that officials and lawmakers raise. The other concern is about the algorithm for what TikTok uses, for what you see on TikTok. And again, because of Chinese law, which means that the government can come in and order the companies to share information or change the algorithm, even according to the FBI, that means that they can impact and decide what Americans who are on TikTok, what they see. The former director of the National Security Agency, testifying before Congress, said when you have about a third of Americans saying that they get their news on TikTok, that's the equivalent to a loaded gun. More specifically, lawmakers have told VOA that some of the things that have come off on that we've seen on TikTok, specifically back in March of 2024, earlier this year, the House of Representatives in the U.S. voted to ban TikTok if ByteDance didn't divest it to an American owner. And there was a huge media backlash, huge social media backlash, specifically blaming, and a lot of this was on TikTok by TikTok users, blaming Israel for this. And the vice chair of the Senate Foreign Intelligence Committee, Marco Rubio, who has been chosen by incoming President Donald Trump to be his Secretary of State, at the time told VOA that that type of backlash was no coincidence, and that he called TikTok a tool used by the Chinese Communist Party to sow division and weaken our nation. And additionally, the outgoing FBI director, Christopher Wray, testifying before lawmakers, has voiced similar concerns, saying that it's a very powerful and dangerous tool when another country can decide what citizens of another country see and control the information that they make decisions on.
And the incoming president-elect once supported a ban, but now has been pledging, or at least during his campaign, that he would save TikTok. Is this just different from all other social media apps that are really all over the place and all over the world that anybody can tap into because of the fact that it is owned by a Chinese company, therefore the Chinese government? Is that the biggest difference between this and all the rest, and why the change of heart potentially for the Trump incoming administration?
Look, throughout the entire debate, and this is something that lawmakers and officials have been talking about for several years now, because it's a sensitive issue. Because remember, in the United States, there's something called freedom of speech, and it is one of the core values. And so to be able to use a social media app to express views, to disseminate information, is something that, in that sense, is protected by the Constitution. It's an American right. And officials are trying to balance that against the dangers, because the main difference between an app like TikTok and other apps is that it's owned by a Chinese company. And because of Chinese law, that means the Chinese government has lots of access and lots of influence over how it works. There have been lawmakers who allege that the types of things that Chinese users of TikTok will see are completely different and much more harmless than the more dangerous type of material that U.S. users will see on TikTok. So lawmakers have been trying to balance it out. Many in the intelligence community, the law enforcement community, tend to say, look, how the solution is arrived at, that's something that's up to lawmakers. But what they say when they testify before Congress is these are the dangers, that China has a lot of access, which means they have more access to data. They have access and control over the algorithm. They can control what people see. And that means there are dangers for the United States as a country because of this. Ultimately, though, lawmakers and President-elect Trump have been trying to walk a fine line between protecting Americans and guaranteeing that freedom of speech and, for a lot of Americans, business opportunities and the ability to make money or even make a living because of the material that they're able to post on TikTok.
When you say that it's an invasive program that that they have access to data, they have access to the camera, the microphone, the contacts.
The concerns that officials have voiced is that it's the mass data, because when you sign up for any app and any type of service, those companies ask you for information. And you assume that you're giving that information to the company that you're getting the app or the service from. But in the case of a Chinese company, and they say this is really important with TikTok, while you're giving that information to ByteDance, the information doesn't necessarily stay with ByteDance. Companies in the U.S., many of them will say, if you're using our services, we will not share that with law enforcement. We have it encrypted, and there's a protection there. The laws in China mandate that ByteDance, whatever information they get, if asked, they hand over to the Chinese government. So officials say that's a big difference. And that allows the Chinese government, if they want to look at somebody more closely, if they want to try to convince somebody of something, they have more information available to do it. Let's say, you know, they want to go after lawmakers or officials who have kids on ByteDance. They have access to a lot of information about their family now, and that becomes a danger. Again, because the information doesn't stay with TikTok, it doesn't stay with its parent company, it can be used and accessed at any time if the Chinese government asks for it.
What about TikTok in other countries? Could theoretically American users somehow access it through a different channel?
That's always one of the big questions. But if users are going through hoops or have to hide their identity or use VPNs to or other ways to access information indirectly, that can give them some more protection, and it also limits what the U.S. can do. Again, this is controversial, and one of the reasons it's been brought up now to the Supreme Court is because you have a huge conflict here potentially between freedom of speech and legitimate safety concerns about what another foreign government can do using information and access that it has in America. And so there are no simple answers. And look, with any technology, can you ban it outright? Most officials will say probably not. But what U.S. officials have urged and what the FBI and intelligence agencies have urged is whatever decisions are made, understand that these are the risks. And while they haven't prescribed any solutions when they testify, they say these are things that lawmakers really need to take into account, that the politicians need to take into account, because these aren't some fly-by-night concerns. These aren't flights of fancy where they're thinking about a worst-case scenario that can't happen. They say there's ample evidence of times when China or TikTok or China has used TikTok to change algorithms, to show people certain things that otherwise they wouldn't see. And look, we just had the elections in this country, and one of the things that intelligence agencies said, China did seek to interfere in several races across the country, and one of the tools that they have at their disposal, influence operations, and TikTok can help them with that.
They're not, it's not like TikTok's not going to work on your phone if and when they, if the law takes effect. They're deplatforming TikTok, right?
My understanding, and again, I understand, I cover the concerns from the national security perspective, from the intelligence agencies, the law enforcement agencies, is that lawmakers seem to be fine, and the legislation seemed to indicate as long as ByteDance divested TikTok, and so there was an owner, the company that owned it was not a Chinese company and therefore did not have to share or answer to or respond to requests from the Chinese government, that would allay a number of the concerns. Now, is that to say that another company could buy it that is based in another country and that country could decide to pick up and follow the Chinese model in this case? It doesn't mean that, but that's not the case right now. So the sense is that the divestiture of TikTok to an American owner would allay a lot of the concerns. Of course, again, we're talking about First Amendment issues here. We're talking about privacy issues. And so there are a lot of interests, a lot of experts, a lot of organizations that take a close look at these things. But from the national security perspective, in terms of the dangers are because it's a Chinese company that has to answer and respond to requests from the Chinese government when the Chinese government is often looking out for its best interests. And the U.S. has repeatedly accused it. And of course, China denies this. China has repeatedly denied it. The Chinese embassy in Washington has accused the U.S. of doing all of this. But U.S. intelligence law enforcement officials say, look, China uses these means and these methods to sow division in the United States, to create confusion, and to advance China's own interests over those of the United States.
And Jeff, do they argue that they already have evidence that this has happened with TikTok specifically, or that it's just a very serious concern for the future?
Well, both. I mean, look, as I mentioned earlier, back in March, VOA spoke to Senator Marco Rubio, who's, again, been tapped to be Secretary of State for President-elect Donald Trump. And when the legislation passed in the House to require TikTok to be divested, sold off to an American company, there was a backlash on TikTok, and people blamed Israel. And at that time, Rubio said, look, it's not a coincidence that this is happening. You know, it's bogus. Israel had nothing to do with this. But the reason that there's a backlash and why people are looking for scapegoats is because China is using TikTok to feed algorithms, to get people upset, to get them to pressure the U.S. and U.S. lawmakers to make different choices. So according to lawmakers, that's one example. I mean, there have also been documented efforts where TikTok was encouraging its users to tell members of Congress, don't vote this way. Vote against this bill. Let TikTok be TikTok. Again, this is a difficult situation because some of this is First Amendment free speech and it's protected. But the intelligence people, the national security officials will say, this is also a reason why we're concerned about it. And so now it's up to the Supreme Court about how this will ultimately be adjudicated and how the U.S. will move forward or not move forward with trying to allay some of the concerns that officials have.
Jeff, thank you so much.
Anytime.
VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden.
So the Supreme Court lawyer is supposed to hear the arguments by, on one side, ByteDance and TikTok as to why they should be able to stay on platform in the United States, and by the Biden administration on the other side, who is arguing the case against TikTok and ByteDance from staying on platform in the United States. That happens January 10th.
Mm. It's so interesting, the timing of all of this just coming up against a transition in the U.S. presidential administration, and one particular administration feeling one way and another the other. So it's one of those things that's literally going to play out in real time right ahead of that transition.
Right. Even that is interesting, right? Because they're supposed to sell the company or be deplatformed on January 19th, one day before the inauguration of Donald Trump as the next president.
You've been listening to The Issue from the Voice of America.
On behalf of everyone at VOA here in Washington and all of our VOA correspondents across the world, thank you so much for being with us.
And you can follow The Issue on X, Blue Sky, and Facebook at VOA The Issue. And for news 24 hours a day, check out our website at voanews.com.
In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London. We'll talk to you tomorrow.